So this is going to be a presentation of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print-Disabled Technology User Group. For more information about the Technology User Group, as always, you can Google the Technology User Group at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print-Disabled. Or for now, you can go to our website, which is lbph.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in boy, P as in Paul, H, .maryland.gov. And you can always find archive recordings of the Technology User Group, and they go back about 3 years, although we've been doing this now for 15 years. So definitely have done a lot of presentations, and as you guys know, a lot of various subject matters have been covered, a lot of different topics have occurred, and a lot of different situations have happened. And today's presentation is probably the first time we've really done an interactive presentation. I know a lot of times it's usually sort of a lecture, listen type proceeding, but today we're going to be a little bit more interactive. I came across this gentleman through Michonne Miles, who is our youth coordinator at the library, and she was very interested in this particular topic and this particular app. And so to tell you all about it is David Tobin, and David is actually calling us from the West Coast today, so he is, it's only a little bit after 7 where he is, so nice and early, but I will say this to David, that it is 13 degrees here in Maryland. So I think in that way, he is probably better off than we're doing right now. So without further ado, here is David Tobin.
Hi. Great to meet you all. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a little bit warmer here in Los Angeles, just a little bit warmer. Can you hear me okay at this level? Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yes.
Excellent. I just want to make sure. It's wonderful to meet you all. Calling out here from Los Angeles. I got my oatmeal and my coffee, so I'm set to go. I'm calling in because I'm the creator of a tool that has been used in the visually impaired space for a while. It's called AudioJack. And I'm not sure if any of you have used it or you've come across it. It's used in a lot of different areas, from orientation and mobility to literacy to just having fun and what we're going to do today. And so I thought it'd be a really interesting way for us to try to do this over the phone through here, and we'll see how it goes. The content that you're going to hear is coming from the AudioJack app. It's a free app that you can actually download and have access to, and then you can unlock more content. But before I get into all that, I want to tell you a bit about what it is and what we do. So an audio jack is not the thing you plug into your phone. An audio jack is all one word, and it's an audio-based movie. There is no words, there's no video, and there's no music. It's hundreds of sounds that have been edited together to tell a story for your imagination. So you listen to one of them, and you close your eyes, and you might hear the wind and trees blowing. And then you hear footsteps walking on the grass. And then they stop. And then a door opens. Well, your imagination and memory are going to create a story based on what you're hearing, because we all have an association to sound, and that's just an innate human part of us being human, which is wonderful. And the really unique thing about sound, as you know better than most, is that it's open for interpretation in a lot of ways. Sure, there are sounds, there are elements of it. Sound is something we can all connect to, and sound generally has kind of a universal element to it. Like if I took my water glass here and I broke it, it would make a sound. If I took that same glass and went to France and broke it, it's not going to go le break. It's the same sound. And so that creates a universal element for all of us to get together. and connect. And so when we make these audio jacks, we have a story in mind with them because we need some kind of framework in order to create the element. But we never reveal what it is, so there's no wrong answer. So if you're listening to one and you're in the action adventure category and you're listening and all of a sudden you think you're being chased by a teddy bear and lasers are coming out of his eyes. I don't know where I'm coming up with this. But then that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's your story. You have the ability to make it what you want it to be. And then that's the beauty of an audio jack, is that after we all listen to one, we can all share. But because we have different imaginations and different memories and experiences, all of our stories are going to be different. Some of them might have similarities, but what's really interesting is how we're going to connect and be able to engage. And so today, I'm going to play, and we'll see how much time we have and what we can actually do and put together here. But essentially, I'm going to play an audio jack. I'm going to be playing it over a speaker system, so if the quality isn't perfect, I apologize. Obviously, if you had the app yourself in your own home and you're listening on the headphones or through your own speakers on the phone, you know, or on your device, it would work. There's also a computer version of this. You can log into the website if you don't have a mobile device and have access. And you can create an account there. And we work with, like, all sorts of different programs. Like, California Schools for the Blind has been using AudioJack for many years. We work with Perkins School for the Blind. APH has been doing a program with us where if you subscribe through AudioJack through them, we donate money back to different programs and things like that. We've been working with the Visually Impaired World for a while with this. So don't worry so much about trying to get it right when you're listening to this AudioJack. It's not about getting it right and trying to guess what it is. It's about letting your imagination go and creating a story and seeing what you come up with. So we have tons of different audio jacks from a variety of categories, and I picked one that I wanted to try out, which is kind of fun. It's one I made a couple years ago. We have a team of creators that make them, and this one's from our sports category, and it's called bowling. And it's because I really love bowling, and I haven't been able to go bowling in a very long time. And so we wanted to give people the experience of feeling like what it was like to go back to the bowling alley and do that. Now, I know I've given you some context for this, but the story that takes place inside is totally up to you. And it can be anything you want. And what I'm going to do is it's about 4 minutes long. I'm going to play the audio jack, and you're going to listen to it. And then I'm going to play it a second time. That way you can hear it a second time and then really put together a story. And then we will let people share what they came up with, what their thoughts were, whether it's bringing up memories or if it's you making up a story. And we'll go around. And then if we have more time, maybe we'll do one from, like, the action-adventure category or wildlife or something like that. How's that sound, Lee? How's that sound?
Okay.
We good to go? All right, mm-hmm. Great. All right, Jerry. So without further ado, I'm going to play the bowling audio jack. And if there's any issues with the audio, please someone speak up and just let me know really quickly. But I'm going to give it a go right now. And then we will come back in and after it plays twice, and we'll go around and share some stories. But before we go, are there any questions from the audience? This is open. This is.
I have a question.
Yes, fire away.
Two questions. Is this an iPhone app? And also, if we want to play it on a computer, what is the website where we would play it?
Yes, it is an iPhone app. It's also available on Android. It'll work on any Android device and any Apple device, iPad,
okay.
Anything like that. We don't have.
If we want to play it on the computer, is it something that we download to our computer, or we just play it on a website?
Exactly. So you just go to audiojack.com.
Okay.
And when you go to the website, you'll have to create an account. And when you do that there, you can actually, I think through the website, you have to do a paid subscription. You can't do the free one. So if you use a mobile app and then you create a free account on there, you can use that to log into the website.
Oh.
And you can do it that way and then have access to it. But in there, there's a unlock. There's only one unlocked audio jack in each category. If you want to unlock everything, there is a subscription fee, and unfortunately, it is very expensive. It's $1.25 a month. So I know. It's brutal.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's really expensive, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. It's like a tax on your coffee, right? And the reason we did that is because it used to be quite, it was a pretty, expensive app back in the day, but because we started working with so many different programs and people out there, the whole goal was to make this available for as many people as possible. And so we were able to now, because it's grown so big, to be able to bring the cost down significantly. So that's pretty fun.
Well,
you can access it. Yeah.
Excuse me. I was cut off a few minutes. I cut myself off. Now, what is the purpose of this app? I mean, basically, I'm following through on what you're saying from where I, picked up. But what is the actual purpose of this?
Of an audio jack, what it does is it engages the imagination. And
okay.
The science behind that is we've been working with UC Riverside's Brain Program and other institutions. In fact, I'm working with some research scientists at Cal State LA right now about the importance of the imagination. And I know it sounds kind of funny, talking about that, but what we found, and this is actually fascinating, this is whether you're sighted or not, or vision impaired, or any of those elements, the imagination. When you get REM activity, when you're sleeping at night, that's refreshing your mind. There's a physical element going on with blood flow and changes in the brain that allow you to refresh your mind. And when you daydream, that's the other time when you do it, when you're using your imagination. So this is a really good tool for that, and it really refreshes the mind. It gets you engaged in a way, but it's not like meditation or anything as you're about to experience. It's very different. We'll get into the program right now. Yeah, absolutely. So let's do that. Let's mute the room. So if you're able to mute yourselves, let's do that. And just so we don't have any exterior sound coming in, and then we'll hit play. But yeah, that was a great element of this. And we can talk more about this afterwards. So if everyone can go back to muting themselves, we will jump right in. So if everyone... Okay, fantastic. There it is. All right, great. So I'm going to play the bowling audio jack. We're going to listen to it, and then it's going to play a second time, and then we're going to go around and share our stories and what you came up with. So without further ado, here we go. It does start off soft, and it gets progressively louder. It's an experience, so just bear with it. And here we go. Thank you. we're going to play that same audio jack one more time, and then afterward, we're going to go around, and people are going to say their name, and then we will call on you, and you'll be able to share the story that you came up with. Remember, we're not trying to guess what's going on. We're trying to create our own story. So here we go, and this is the same one. We're going to hear it one more time. All right, there we go. So that is the bowling audio jack. You've heard it twice now. So now what I'd like to do is we'd like to hear people share stories or things that came to mind or memories or what brought them back. And the way we're going to do this, since everyone's on just one big call, if people say their name once we unmute the room, if you say your name, then we can kind of know who to call on, and we'll go one at a time. Oh, okay. All participants are
Hold
muted.
Hold on just a second. Sorry about that.
Just kidding.
Awkward whooping crane who really never hit it off with the lady crane.
Sorry. Hold on just a second.
Crane's enclosure was closest to the DJ booth. Spent the night bobbing and dancing to Dua Lipa.
Now, I believe if you want to participate, you can star 6 and ask. Say your name and ask a question or give your thoughts. Hopefully.
Yeah. Who would like to go first?
There we go. Star 6, right, if you want to unmute and participate. Say your name. What your thought?
LaShawn? Can you hear me? Yes.
Barely.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah, barely, but we hear you.
We hear you. It's a little quiet, but let's give it a shot.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Let me see if I can take you off my...
Wait, 1 second. Say it one more time.
No.
Can you hear me better now?
No.
Yes.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
No.
All right, then. I
can hear you. I have my phone, my ear against the phone. I can hear it.
Okay. Listening to that audio, Jack,
mm-hmm.
it reminded me of playing, going bowling and always being the gutter queen and going up to bowl my last game, and I'm waiting anxiously at the ball loader, and I hear the ball, my favorite ball loads, and it comes up out of the ball loader, and I'm walking anxiously to the line, ready to throw my ball, and hoping and praying I'm not going to get another gutter ball. And then I throw my ball, and sure enough, it's a strike, and the crowd erupts and praise for my accomplishment. So that's what I was thinking.
I love that. That is awesome. That is fantastic. It's kind of fun how it takes you back to that moment, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that is excellent. That is fantastic. Thank you for sharing.
Anyone else?
Who'd like to go next?
I'll go. My name is Christina. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool. So I was also very good at gutter balls when I was bowling, so I don't have fond memories of bowling. So I didn't put myself in this one the same way, I guess, LaShawn did. I was more of like, I guess, an observer in my imagination. And at first, like the first time I heard it, I thought the main character was bowling himself, but then when I heard the second time, I was like, well, he's walking in the second set of, I guess, bowls or frames or whatever you want to call it, but in the first set, he wasn't. So I figured, or I guess I assumed that in the first part, he was watching somebody bowl because there wasn't the walking in between the throws or whatever they're called. And then I heard a bunch of talking that was kind of indistinct, so I figured like maybe he went and like got his own lane in his shoes and tried to bowl himself, and I guess like the, because it sounded like he did three throws on his own, because there was the walking, so the first one was okay, the second one was pretty good, and the third one was like either really awesome or maybe he won his game or whatever, but like the third throw seemed to be the best, so that's kind of what I got out of it.
I love that. That's really cool. I like that you took a different perspective.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's really fun. It's neat. Let me ask you a question for yours. What time of day was it?
I don't know. I guess maybe the evening, just because it seemed more crowded. Like, there was a lot of like background talking in between the each set of throws, mm-hmm. but some of it was a little indistinct. I think because it's over the phone, so I couldn't hear all the sounds. But I mean, I guess it could have been during a tournament too, because I know sometimes then the bowling alleys are pretty crowded. But
oh, there you go. Yeah, that's fun. I mean, I like to ask that because it's whatever you want it to be.
Mhm. Cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, I like that. Thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Excellent. Would someone else like to jump in?
This is Jane. I can.
Hey, Jane.
Hi. I was an observer also. I don't know whether it's blind people or not, but I have always been a gutterball queen too. I just never. But I enjoyed bowling. I enjoyed trying. But so I was an observer. I didn't. I didn't think that it was me doing that.
Okay.
But it was really interesting hearing the person walking and then dropping that ball in the alley and then having it, you know, waiting to see what was going to happen. And the third one was probably the best one, like Christina said. But that was, I've never done anything like that before. That was really, I can't wait to hear some more of the Audio Jack scenarios. I enjoyed that. And I guess it was the evening, because you always bowl in the evening. So it would have to be evening.
There you go. That's really funny. Yeah, it's neat how you can kind of take that on, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out that it's got to be the evening, because after work you go bowl and you let out the stress, right?
Right. Well, you give yourself more stress when you do gutter balls all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Well, see, now you got to do it without having gutter balls. You know,
that's,
you just,
thank God for
you
that.
You can put yourself in here. Yeah. Excellent. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing. I like that. That's really neat. Would someone else like to share?
Am I coming in?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay, this is Daniel Price.
Hi, Daniel.
The thing that came to mind when I first heard the sound, the way that the walking came in reminded me of construction work on a new building that was being renovated, and the hammering, and I think at one point I heard a cuckoo thing toward the beginning of the sound. It reminded me of the first talking watch I ever owned when I was 8 years old, which had the cuckoo bird alarm. And then when I heard the pins drop, especially toward the end, when I heard the cheers and whistles, it reminded me of playing bowling in elementary school gym class and people praising for knocking down so many pins in a row.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really neat. So you got a full spectrum of a whole bunch of different stories came through this.
Yes, sir.
That's really great. When was the last time you were around a bowling alley? How long has it been?
I think it was around 2012 before I graduated high school.
All right, so it's been a little bit.
Yes.
That's great. It's really fun hearing your story and hearing how it brings back those memories. Interesting. What brought up the construction site?
Well, it started in 2011 when I was researching names of construction vehicles as I was writing a kindergarten theme for one of my personal stories. And
then, that's really cool.
And then I was staying in Boston for college, Boston, Massachusetts, where I've heard various construction work being done local to where I was. So when I heard the hammering and stuff, it made me think of the construction zone.
Sure, that makes sense. Nice. That's really cool. I like that. It's totally a different take on this. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was great. Nice. Who is next?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Christina. Are we able to download the recordings or share them through the app? Like if we make our own recordings?
No, you can't make your own recordings. Inside the app, they're categorized, and you'll see like different categories, and you can go through and hit play. And that will allow you to get access to the content through that way.
Okay, but we're not able to make our own, like, stories?
You're not able to make your own audio jacks. There isn't a way to take the sounds and put the sounds together. We build all that here in the studio. It's great listening. And there are activities in there that give you instructions on how to do it outside of there, but essentially the app is designed to be the player and let you, share your stories and create with your imagination.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. Would someone else like to share their story? If not, we might have enough time to do another one that's like from a different category. I know we only have about 20 minutes left or so on our time. What do you think, Jerry? What do you think is the best move? Do you want to open up some more questions, or do you want to?
Let's go for one more.
I'd like to hear another one.
All right.
Yeah, same
right.
Audience
you guys want to do...
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another. How about one from the action-adventure category?
Oh, boy.
Guys, can you handle it this early in the morning? You guys want to get a little weird? Want to get wild?
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. All right, because there's different categories. There's a life category, which is like day in the life stuff, like going to the park, other really neat experiences, sports. Like you just heard one. There's football, baseball, soccer, all sorts of stuff in there. And then there's wildlife, where you get to feel like you're animals in different situations as well. There's action adventure, which is everything you could possibly think of out there, and history, which lets you feel like you're in different moments in time.
Ooh.
So, those are all kind of very interesting as well, too. But I think if you want to do something a little bit wild, we can do the action-adventure one. Or would you guys rather do the animal one? Yeah, let's do
the action-adventure one.
All right, great. All right. Fantastic. All right, 2 seconds. So here we go. Okay, so if you want to mute the audience again, I think we're doing fine. I think everyone can kind of unmute themselves if they have to, but I think we're okay here moving forward. So this one is called Live Forever. It's in the action adventure category. It's actually the free one that's unlocked in the app. If you download the app, this one is actually the unlocked one, so you'll get a chance to hear it again later and compare the sound quality too. But this one starts off soft, and then it goes from there. And, it's going to be fun. So it's about 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and I will play this again twice. So here we go. And it does start off soft.
All right, now it's going to play one more time, and then we will share your stories. Here we go. There we go. A little action adventure for you on your Saturday. So if we want to go through and do what we did last time and let people kind of chime in.
If you want to unmute, star six.
I can go.
Star six, unmute yourself, say your name, ask your question, or give your thoughts.
This is Jane. Price. I guess I could.
All right.
Go right ahead, Jane.
Weird. Okay. The first time I listened to it, I didn't know what in the world was going on. I was trying to identify the sounds more than developing a story. But the second time, when I heard the dogs barking, I was thinking like it was somebody who was going to sabotage a building or a warehouse or something. And at the end, the last sound sounded like an explosion far off. Maybe he'd gone away from it by then. By the time it exploded, he was blowing up a warehouse or something. I hope the dogs didn't get hurt. But that was weird. But then there was something that sounded like almost like a toilet flushing. But I didn't know where that came in. But it sort of sounded like he was blowing up a warehouse.
Oh, my.
That was weird.
What was inside the warehouse? Was it bad guys, or was he the bad guy?
No, I think he was the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I hope the dogs weren't in the warehouse. I'd be worried about the dogs.
Fair enough. I would worry about them, too.
Yeah. Okay. So that was...
I read too much. No, that's great. That's part of the fun of this.
I'm going to go download the app as soon as we're done.
That's great. Yeah, because you can do this with other people, and then you all share your stories, and, well,
yeah,
you know how it goes.
That's fun.
excellent. Who would like to go next?
Am I coming in?
Go ahead, Dan.
So the first part of it reminded me of waking up to distance traffic noise on the street, and then eventually I heard like a little glimpse of a raven bird, which made me think of the football team, and then I heard the dogs bark. It reminded me of these two dogs that occasionally go out that our neighbor has close by, and they tend to like to sing together, and they sing like in a beat of a cha 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 or something, and when they when they bark at the same time. And then next, it sounded like this somebody typing on a computer like 200 words a minute, and then that buzzing noise that it kind of reminded me of the like one of the first elevators that were ever created that was struggling to get to the next floor.
Oh, one of those hand crank elevators.
Yeah, it was like and
I like that.
The person's like is like panicking like come on go. and then other one reminded me of it was like a hot rod and fire truck hybrid, that.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Now, what time of day was it for you in this one? If you wanted to pick, what do you want to make it? What type of day do you want to make it?
I would say like the maybe late winter, early spring.
What time of day?
What time of day?
Like, I would say like 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay, nice. Very cool. I like that. Thanks for sharing on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who would like to go next? We have time for, I think, maybe two more, and then I can answer a couple questions before we wrap up. And if no one wants to go next, Jerry's going to go and share his story.
Really? I just want to say it sounded like the mothership coming. You got the dogs barking, and then you hear this mechanical thing, and it sounded like it's coming down on you. It's like, wow, the mothership is here. Okay. So
did
I kind of had more of a science. I had more of a science
what?
Fiction theme to it. I had more of a science fiction theme to it.
Yeah, keep going with that. Yeah.
So that's what it sounded like. It sounded like the mothership had landed. And,
actually, so did I. This is Donna. And I think the part of the problem is that those of us who are using phones that you know, with a speaker on them or whatever, the sound is really screwed up. I mean, it doesn't sound like ordinary sound. So I think if we end up using the app and we're listening through regular computer speakers, it'll be a lot easier to really know what the sounds mean. That was part of the reason I didn't answer anything on the first scenario, because I came in late and all I could figure out was a lot of walking around, you know, but I couldn't figure out anything else that much. And I kept losing my connection, you know, because I think part of the problem is using a phone. So we can come up with really wild ideas when we don't even know what we're listening to.
Well, yeah, I'm broadcasting from one audio device into my phone through this system to you guys. So, yeah, it's a little rough. But the fun thing about this is that, you know, it's all sound design, so you can make up whatever. There is no wrong answer with any of this. So even with the distorted elements of, you know, someone walking around or other things like that, you can still kind of create a narrative. And it doesn't have to be the same as everyone else. But, yes, I do agree that if everyone was listening on, you know, fantastic speakers, it would be a different experience.
Right. And so I came up with a science fiction-y kind of idea, too.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah, go for it. Because
I was hearing, you know, weird machines, and you know, after the dog was the only thing that was totally recognizable.
I like it. What time of day was it for you and yours?
I was thinking of it at night, because you know, for instance, I didn't catch the computer writing until, but then it made sense afterwards. I thought it was some kind of weird machine, you know, in the background. So I was, since I knew this was adventure, I was thinking of somebody trying to break in, and maybe the person in the, or entity or whatever in the building was trying to send an SOS kind of message, you know, like, help.
I like it. I think that's really fun. It's neat, though, right? You know, you get the ability to kind of jump in and make the story what you want it to be.
Cool. Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah,
and I since I missed the beginning, did you tell us how much this costs?
Yeah, I did. I did mention that. So, yeah, I can go over this again. So we offer it in a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. If you get the annual subscription, it comes out to $1.25 a month, and that gives you access to everything inside the app, and we always add new content. We usually add an audio jack every month, if not more. Sometimes there's like a break, like the holidays, obviously. But holidays, we've been stopped down. We're getting back into production again and release new audio jacks. If you want to do monthly, it's $2.99 per month if you do it that way. But it's way cheaper if you buy the annual. You save an obscene amount of money. I think you save like 70% or something.
Is there a way to buy it outright? You know, like a one-time purchase for $50 or something like
not.
That? You know what I mean? I'm just asking.
No,
it's always a subscription.
We actually did that originally a while ago when we first started going and got a bunch of people into it, but then now it's worked much better this way, because then people, you know, if they don't want it anymore, if they want to change it, they can, you know, kind of do what they need. So, yeah, it's called Audio Jack. You can go to audiojack.com, and there's information there, and then there's our app, which is in any app store. You'll find Audio Jack. It's all one word. Your phones may try to autocorrect it and make it into two words, like audio and jack. That is not us. We are Audio Jack. It's all one word, which will make it easier to find in some respect, too. It will just pop up. and a lot of different programs out there use it for a variety of elements and things like that. So perhaps a program you work with or you're involved with may already be subscribing. Who knows? But, you know, the great thing about it is that it is cheap and not, you know, an expensive product for all of us. One of the things really interesting that we found with the use of Audio Jack is a lot of people will use it, and they do it with mixed audiences, with their family and their friends, because everyone can listen to it and come up with a story. You know, it's all sound design, so it doesn't matter your age or your background or whether, you know, you're a visual
level is. And
David,
that's really been the fun
this
of it.
Is LaShawn. I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump in. I'm the youth librarian at the Maryland State Library for the Blind. And so I do thank you for coming today and sharing with our audience. And I just wanted to tell everyone that we actually have acquired 15 subscriptions, and we are allowing our patrons to utilize those subscriptions. So if you're interested in unlocking all of the content that AudioJack offers, you can do that up until January 31st, and I can tell you how you can get an actual account. So if you can email Kids Desk, it's at kidsdesk, K-I-D-S-D-E-S-K, .LBPD, like the Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, at maryland.gov. And just in the subject line, put sign me up, and that's all I need. So, again, that email address is kidsdesk.lbpd@maryland.gov, and in the subject line, sign me up, and I will take care of that account for you, and you can play around with it absolutely free until January 31st.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And obviously, anyone over there at the program, if you have issues with any accounts, you can always reach out to us and you know how to stay in touch with me through all that. This has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you for having me. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I'd love to come do it again with y'all. If you enjoyed it, this is wonderful. And obviously now you can run it because you know how to do it. You have AudioJack. You can do these sessions on your own as well, too.
That is correct. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And thank you all
for
coming out today. I definitely appreciate you guys coming out on this cold Saturday morning. So thanks for coming out and participating and being a good sport about it. And we appreciate all that David was willing to get up so early this morning and join us. So we deeply appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. David. Absolute pleasure. Thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and cheers to a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you, David.